This is the Keem event at StarCast 6, live on Premier Streaming Network. Introducing first, the stars of AEW, Willow Nightingale, Ryan Nemeth, Orange Cassidy, The Blade, and Trent Beretta, versus the bracelet holders of StarCast 6, Brandy, Nathan, Erica, CJ, and Dennis. On your mark, let's start the Keem event! Hi everyone, I'm Efren. Tonight, these five bracelet holders are gonna be playing for tickets to All Out this Sunday. The stars of AEW are gonna try to prevent that from happening. Who do we have up here? Willow and Brandy, let's bring you up. Round one, let's go.
I have a question before we begin.
Yes, of course.
Okay, everyone would like to go over the rules. Do we just like clap and then you just, like, how do we know who's first?
Well, I'm gonna bring some buzzers up here right now.
Oh, okay, I jumped the gun, sorry.
You have your...
Woo! Give it up for Buzzer Boy.
Buzzer Boy! 100 wrestling fans were surveyed. The top six answers are on the board. You gotta find the most popular answer. Here's your question. Name a 9-to-5, Monday through Friday job that MJF would excel at if he wasn't wrestling. Willow!
Personal trainer.
Personal trainer. Let's see. Personal trainer. No! Brandy!
CEO.
CEO. I'm looking for the chief executive officer. No! Oh my goodness. Trent? Oh, excuse me, Orange. Yes. 9-to-5, Monday through Friday job that MJF would excel at.
His job would be like his soul in a garbage man. Garbage
man. We can't argue that. Soul in a garbage can. Erica, 9-to-5, Monday through Friday job that MJF would excel at if he wasn't wrestling.
A lawyer.
A lawyer. Show me a lawyer. Play or pass? Play. Play. Nathan, welcome to StarCast 6. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Okay.
Grew up a wrestling fan. I go to all the wrestling things I can. That's why I'm here.
Are you going this Sunday?
Yeah, because we're going to beat the rest.
That's right. Name a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job, Nathan, that MJF would excel at if he wasn't wrestling.
Accountant.
Accountant. Show me an accountant. No, first strike. First strike. CJ, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Second time in Chicago. It's nice weather I've had in 3 months, so I'm glad it's not lazy hip-hop and R&B outside. So.
Where are you from?
North Carolina.
Let's send you to All Out this Sunday. 9-to-5, Monday through Friday job that MJF would excel at if he wasn't wrestling.
Talk show host.
Talk show host. We're looking for a talk show host. Second strike. The stars of AEW are on standby. Dennis.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been a wrestling fan for over 30 plus years. I'm from about a half hour west of here. I love AEW. I just love pro wrestling in general.
Let's send you to All Out this Sunday.
I'm already going.
Well, we're going to make your tickets better then. Okay?
All right.
I'm looking for a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job that MJF would excel at if he wasn't wrestling.
Car salesman.
Car salesman. If car salesman is there, you are still alive. If not, the stars of AEW get a chance to steal. Show me a car salesman. Number one! Back to you, Brandy. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday job that MJF would excel at if he wasn't wrestling.
I'd say a fast food worker.
A fast food worker. If fast food worker is there, you're still alive. If not, third strike. A fast food worker. No, AEW, you and your teammates have, she said a fast food worker. You have 10 seconds to discuss it, and you can help them out now.
A politician? Yes.
Perfect. If politician is there, you have stolen the points. If not, the bracelet holders get it. Show me a politician. No, and the bracelet holders get it. Audience, what's up there? Number three, shout it out. Four. Five. And six. Bracelet holders with 53 stars of AEW, not yet to score. Orange Cassidy, Erica, let's go.
Go, Erica.
100 wrestling fans were surveyed. Top seven answers are on the board. Here's the question. Not counting pay-per-views, give me the name of an AEW special event. Orange Cassidy.
Beach break.
Beach break. Show
my
me.
My move that I do.
Show me beach break.
It's a move that I win matches with.
I will repeat
that's
the question.
That's impossible.
Not counting pay-per-views, give me the name of an AEW special event.
Blood and Guts.
Blood and Guts. Show me Blood and Guts.
I just want to say real quick
yes.
that I, myself and Adam Cole fell from the top of a tunnel through the stage at an event that we do most every year called Beach Break. Thank you. My time is done.
Shame on you, survey audience. Shame on you.
It just goes to show how bad it was, I guess. No one remembers it. All right, thanks. Bye.
Erica, player pass. Nathan. Not counting pay-per-views, give me the name of an AEW special event.
Fyter Fest.
Show me Fyter Fest. Number two. Five answers remain. CJ.
Grand Slam.
Let's see, Grand Slam. Number four. Dennis, your team is on a roll.
I'm going to keep the roll going and go with Fight for the Fallen.
Fight for the Fallen. Show me Fight for the Fallen. Number one answer. No strikes. You are three away. Back to the team captain, Brandy. Not counting pay-per-views, Brandy. Give me the name of an AEW special event.
I'm going to go with Battle of the Belts.
Battle of the Belts. Let's see, Battle of the Belts. You are two away. By the way, no helping each other, please, one at a time. Yes, I'm sorry. I know. So it's a survey-ish type game where these two teams are feuding against each other. Something like that, okay? You might consider them families, maybe. All right? Erica, not counting pay-per-views, give me the name of an AEW special event.
All AEW events are special.
Get in here, huh?
But I'm stuck, so I'm just gonna say Collision.
Collision. Let's see. Collision. No, first strike. Nathan, up to you. Counting pay-per-views, give me the name of an AEW special event.
Dynamite.
Dynamite. We're on a roll here, folks. Show me Dynamite. Second strike. Stars of AEW are on standby. CJ, no helping. Not counting pay-per-views. Give me the name of an AEW special event.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. If winter is coming is there, you continue on. If not, third strike. Winter is coming. One more answer. Dennis, it's up to you. No help. Not counting pay-per-views. Give me the name of an AEW special event. You have 3 seconds. Third strike. Stars of AEW, you can discuss and you can help them out. Go. Time.
Bash at the Beach.
Bash at the Beach. If Bash at the Beach is there, you have stolen the points. If not, the bracelet holders get a huge lead. Bash at the Beach. No, and the bracelet holders get it. What's left, guys? Beach Blast? Bash?
It's Beach Break. I'm telling you what it is.
Show me number 7. House Rules.
Somebody show me what event House Rules was.
Scores 141 for the bracelet holders. Nothing for AEW.
I jumped out of a cake and ruined Kip Sabian's wedding with Miro. And that was at Beach Break.
Trent and Nathan, let's go. Wrestling fans are surveyed. Top 8 answers are on the board. Here's the question. Name a specific wrestling term that non-wrestling fans might not understand. Nate.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe. Show me Kayfabe.
Nice job.
Player pass. CJ, name a special wrestling term that non-wrestling fans might not understand.
Work.
Work.
What is it, work?
Sure, a work. Show me a work.
Yeah.
Number 2, Dennis.
Heel.
Heel. Let's see a heel. Number 5, back to you, Team Captain Brandy.
I'm going to go with rib.
Rib. Rib is there. You need 4 more. Show me a rib. No, first strike. Erica.
Botch.
Botch. Show me a botch. No, second strike. Nathan.
Powder.
Powder. If powder is there, you need... You need 4 more, if not third strike. And the stars of AEW get a chance to steal. Powder! No, AEW, you have 10 seconds to discuss it. Audience, help them out. Time! Now,
Mark.
If Mark is there, you have stolen the points and are on the board.
Do you spell it with a C or a K? Okay.
Let's find out. Show me a Mark. Yes, and the AEW stars are on the board. Number 3. 6. Number 7. 8. 141 for the bracelets. 54 for AEW. Ryan, CJ, let's go. The game event continues live here at StarCast 6 on Premier Streaming Network. That nice, pretty, big blue logo. 100 people have been surveyed, and your point values have been doubled. Here's your question. You make the rules, whatever you want.
No, I don't make the rules.
It's all right.
Fans make the rules.
Okay. In honor of Chicago's own Sky Blue, and not counting light or dark, give me a shade of blue. Ryan!
Turquoise!
Turquoise! Show me turquoise! No! CJ!
Navy.
Navy. Let's see, Navy! Number three, player pass. CJ, you're gonna play.
This is... He's wearing turquoise.
Dennis. Let me repeat the question. In honor of Chicago's own, Sky Blue, not counting light or dark, give me a shade of blue.
Teal.
Teal. Let's see teal. No. First strike, Brandy.
Royal.
Royal. Hello. Show me royal. Number one answer. Erica.
Baby blue.
Baby blue. Just came to you right then and there, right? No help? Let's see baby blue. Very good job, Erica. Nate?
Carolina.
Carolina. If Carolina's there, you need two more. If not, second strike. Carolina. No. CJ.
Midnight blue?
Midnight. If midnight blue is there, you need two more. If not, third strike. Midnight. Dennis, two away. In honor of Chicago's own Sky Blue, not counting light or dark, name a shade of blue. You have 3 seconds.
This pains me to say this, but Cubby Blue.
Cubby Blue. If Cubby Blue is there, you need one more. If not, third strike. Cubby Blue. Now, AEW, you have 10 seconds to discuss it. Go.
Cerulean blue.
Cerulean. Stay standing. Arms up. Those are nice. If Cerulean is there, you have stolen the points and have taken the lead. If not, the bracelets are this close. Cerulean! Number six. Cobalt. 188 for AEW. 141 for the bracelets. Blade. Dennis, let's go. Point values are now triple. 100 wrestling fans surveyed. Top five answers are on the board. Here's the question. Fictional or real, and not counting professional wrestling, name a famous Tony. Dennis.
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza. Show me Tony Danza. Number one. Player pass. You could hear me, right? Yeah, you could hear me, right? I'll repeat it. We're on the fifth question, so I'll just face you now, because you're right. Fictional or real and not counting professional wrestling, name a famous Tony. Brandy.
Tony Soprano.
Let's see. Tony Soprano. Number three. Erica. Fictional or real, not counting professional wrestling, name a famous Tony. Please.
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. Show me Tony the Tiger. Two more. Nate?
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Stark. Show me Tony Stark. No, first strike. CJ. Fictional or real, not counting professional wrestling, name a famous Tony. You have 3 seconds.
The Tony Awards?
Ooh. Let's see the Tony Awards. No, second strike. Dennis, it's up to you.
Oh, great. I'm going to go with former White Sox manager, Tony La Russa.
Tony La Russa. Right town to say that. And if Tony La Russa is there, you need one more. If not, the stars of AEW have a chance to steal. Tony La Russa! This question will decide it. AEW. Fictional, real, and not counting professional wrestling. Name a famous Tony.
Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, Tony Shalhoub.
Mm-hmm. Right. Me neither.
If Tony Shalhoub is there, you have won the game and prevented the bracelet holders from going to your show this Sunday. If not... The bracelet holders have a chance to win. Mr. Monk, Tony Shalhoub. No, and the bracelet holders have won the game. Number two.
Tony Bennett.
Number five.
Tony Hawk.
Thank you for playing. I appreciate it so much. So, you guys are great. Oh, my God. Oh, you're kind. Thank you. Thank you. You got... Oh, yeah. We're not done yet. But, I mean, you can stay, you can leave, whatever you want. I mean, you're the stars. Like, whatever you want. They'll pretend they're done, but we're not done yet. They would like a quick picture, though. Of
Buzzer Boy, get over here. Yeah. Buzzer Boy. Good game, Buzzer Boy. Get in here.
Quick picture before we go on for the bonus round. Brandy, I need you and one other person on your team to play for tickets to AEW's All Out this weekend.
It's me. No, the round to play. Money.
Have you seen this game before?
I can't believe you've. I've known you for a really long time, and you don't know what this. That sounds so Trent. That sounds exactly right.
You did it. Yeah. All right. But I would love for you to.
This is how every single day goes. This is you are taking a glimpse into the life of the best friends.
I'm so sorry.
Brandy, you and one other person.
Me and Dennis.
You and Dennis, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Dennis, if you could go outside, if someone could escort Dennis outside so he doesn't hear, please. Brandy, I'm gonna ask
Buzzer you. Boy. Thumbs up, Buzzer Boy.
Hey, Buzzer Boy, make sure you ear muffle him. I don't want him to hear anything. I'm not saying anything inappropriate. It's just a baby back there. It's fine.
Brandy, I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You and Dennis need to get 200 points between the two of you. If you do, you and everyone on your team will win tickets to AEW's All Out this Sunday. Put 20 seconds on the clock, please. Brandon, clock's going to start after I finish the third question. Please, no help. Or during the first five rounds, but I appreciate you being here so much. Like, it meant, did you fill out the survey too? Thank you. Here we go. Brandy, name something you might pack on a trip that would embarrass you if TSA inspected your bag.
Lingerie.
Name a talent on the AEW Ring of Honor roster that you would never let babysit your children or pets.
Samoa Joe.
Name a famous non-wrestling celebrity that has appeared on AEW television. Start the clock.
Shaq.
Name a non-wrestling personality you associate with Dennis Rodman.
Eric Bischoff.
Name a themed match stipulation you will find in AEW.
Blood and guts.
Stop the clock. How do you think she did? Frank is putting in your answers when we hear the ding. We will see how you did. How do you think you did, Brandy?
I think I did pretty good. I tried not to overthink it, which is key for this game.
Very quick. The speed was there mentally.
200 points between the two of you gets you to AEW All Out. I asked you, name something you might pack on a trip that would embarrass you if TSA inspected your bag. You said lingerie. Survey said.
Oh.
That's messed up. That was a good answer.
Name a talent on the AEW Ring of Honor roster that you would never let babysit your children or pets. You said Samoa Joe. Survey said. Ooh.
What is he known to be good at babysitting?
I mean, I'd be afraid of making him angry.
Name a famous non-wrestling celebrity that has appeared on AEW TV. You said Shaq. Survey said. Name a non-wrestling personality you associate with Dennis Rodman. Everyone's favorite non-wrestling personality. Eric Bischoff. Survey said. Finally, name a themed match stipulation you will find in AEW. You said blood and guts. Survey said 49, 12 for 49. Let's bring Dennis back, please.
Buzzer boy, let's hear it. Buzzer boy.
Dennis. She got 49 points, Dennis. You need 151 points for your team to go to AEW's All Out this weekend. I'm going to ask you the same five questions I asked Brandy. If you duplicate an answer, you are going to hear this sound or hear me say, try again. Let's put 25 seconds on the clock. Clock will start after I finish the third question. Please, no help. Dennis, name something you might pack on a trip that would embarrass you if TSA inspected your bag.
Sex toys.
Name a talent on the AEW Ring of Honor roster that you would never let babysit your children or pets.
MJF.
Name a famous non-wrestling celebrity that has appeared on AEW TV.
Mike Tyson.
Name a non-wrestling personality you associate with Dennis Rodman.
Michael Jordan.
Name a themed match stipulation you will find in AEW.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Name a themed match stipulation you will find in AEW.
Exploding barbed wire death match.
This is going to be close. This is
going to
be really, really close.
That's how you do it.
While he puts it in, let's reveal your partner's answers. How do you think you did, buddy? You are 151 points away from going to AEW's All Out. The stars think you have it, Dennis. Here we go. I asked you, Dennis, name something you might pack on a trip that would embarrass you if TSA inspected your bag. You said a sex toy. That's the number one answer. Survey said!
Sex toys!
Name a talent on the AEW Ring of Honor roster that you would never let babysit your children or pets. You said MJF. The number one answer. Survey said! Name a famous non-wrestling celebrity that has appeared on AEW TV. Number one answer was Shaq. You said Mike Tyson. Survey said. Name a non-wrestling personality you associate with Dennis Rodman. You said Michael Jordan. That's the number one answer. You need 40 points for your team to go to AEW's All Out. Survey said!
Teddy!
What a comeback! Number one answer for name a theme stipulation you will find in AEW. Stadium Stampede. Wow! We hope you guys had fun. Thank you to the stars of AEW. Thank you to the bracelet holders. For artist, producer, and board designer, J.D. Hoop. Composer, Nikki Downing. Everett Odom, Frank Bruno, Allison Faye on the board. I'm Efren. Thank you for joining us here at the game event. Welcome to StarCast 6, all weekend long, on Premier Streaming Network. Bye-bye. Max Caster's up next.
What a host. Really good host. Real good host, real good buzzer boy. Buzzer boy, what's your real name?
My name is Everett Odom.
I don't know what he said. Buzzer boy, Everett Dunham.